Breakfast with Martin Bester.
I'll tell you what, that video that went viral, was it last week, broke my heart, made me very angry to start with. A video about a 76-year-old lady, Martha Marais, who was cuffed to the bottom of those steel chairs at a hospital. Now, just stop right there. I mean, that is just ridiculous. Are you making this up? How can this happen? Anyway, this story, I think, got the attention of most South Africans, and to just talk us through it this morning, and thanks for coming in. I appreciate your time that you are taking to come and talk to us about this horrible thing, is her niece and also the spokesperson for the family, Virginia Kepler. Good morning.
Good morning, Martin.
Thanks for coming in. You know what? I think most of us, you know, who have parents or have family who end up in hospitals, you know, my mother was also in a hospital recently, 71, almost turning 72. It just, oh, the chills down my spine when I saw that video of your family member, your aunt, right?
Yes.
Being handcuffed. She's 76 to a steel chair in a hospital. Why? What happened? Let's start there. What? So you arrived. Who discovered her like that?
Her eldest daughter, but I must say, it's not just handcuffed. It was handcuffed hands behind her back.
Like a criminal.
I think worse.
Horrible.
Yes, absolutely. And her daughter, Stephanie Marais, her granddaughter, and another family member, two family members discovered her. Family member and a caretaker. They got to the hospital to go and visit her.
To visit her.
Expecting her to be in a bed.
Yeah.
Taken care of.
Yeah.
And that's what they found. They found
Hands behind the back, handcuffed to the bottom of a row of those steel chairs.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so they arrived there and obviously visibly upset, understandably very, very upset. What happened next?
Next, what happened, Stephanie demanded to know, why is this happening? Why is my mother not, why is she handcuffed with her hands behind the back on the cold tiles in the middle of winter?
Yeah.
She ran, and that's not on the video, she ran towards a couple of nurses standing there, and she asked them, what's happening? Come and help me. And one of them just said to her, but we're busy. We're busy in a meeting.
Oh, Mensa.
Wow.
They've come from my fiscal. So, exactly. So, if this happened, I don't know where, no one could have seen it. So, one person did this to her. Mm-hmm. You know, you can almost, but not understand, but you can, but this happened in full view.
It happened.
Of nursing staff, mm-hmm. of other people. Did the doctor know about this?
It happened in full view of doctors and nursing staff, security.
I don't understand it, Virginia. I don't understand it. What? How did they react? What did they say? So they're busy, they can't help. But you must have asked them, why did you do this? What happened?
We did ask. We didn't get any answers. We haven't gotten answers from the hospital yet, as well as from the MEC. But we do understand that it will all come out in the investigation. But irrespective of what happened that led to her being tied up,
yeah,
it really doesn't justify what
Nothing would justify it, but I'm just interested to hear what would be the response. Mm. As I said, if it were one person who's mischievous or criminal who did this to her, but it's a whole bunch of people.
Yeah,
So many witnesses, and not one person can even explain why they would have done this awful thing to her.
No,
they don't even bother with an explanation.
Mm-hmm. No, they didn't even help to uncuff her.
I don't understand it. I've never in my life encountered anything like this. This is just mind-boggling. There are so many questions, obviously. Firstly, how much of this kind of thing happens where we don't see it?
Yeah.
Is this quite common? And at the same time, if you are listening and you work at a hospital and you've seen this kind of thing before, please come forward, 084-850-0942. I also want to ask, Virginia, obviously, what is next? What does one do in a situation like this? Where do you escalate it to? How is she, by the way? I should probably have started right there. Who's the Otani?
She's doing well under the circumstances. She's at home, in the safety of her home.
Yeah.
Taken care of. She was visited yesterday by a psychologist, a doctor. Mm. and a nurse from Estra's clinic.
Wake up with Martin Bester on Breakfast.
Hey, think I'm ready, baby.
Martin and Span, jylle is freaking awesome.
You give me a feeling, feeling so strong.
Check her in.